Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And we just had a nice conversation with a young man, Alan Foley, who's running for office. And the bottom line is, you know, we're not picking a Democrat versus a Republican. We will talk about the elections just from the point of view of the importance of people getting out to vote. We don't have sides and we will never pick sides. But I do reiterate, the election is Tuesday and nobody has a right to complain if you didn't cast a vote. And what happens the following Wednesday or Wednesday of next week, when you get up in the morning, you can't say, oh, that guy's still in charge, if you didn't vote against him. Or you can turn around and say, I'm happy he's still in charge because I wanted him to be in charge. So everybody has their own reasons for voting, and it's a very personal thing. But continuing on with the Christine Lu show, and this was Ladies' Day, actually, which I said earlier. Ann Hirsch brought in two wonderful guests.
Thank
they
you.
Really were very entertaining. I mean, Barry has a great story, and Sharon just, you know, she was a dynamite in her philosophical approach to life.
This is going back to the early roots of Project Independence, that in earlier days, I recall this station really getting the people in from the town to speak about their personal experiences. We've somewhat moved into professionals on various topics. We've had legal people in, politicians. So believe it or not, this was sort of like an oldie but a goodie, and it was a lot of fun and very, very knowledgeable anyway. So it was terrific.
It was. It really was.
It was great. It was really flew by today. I was like, every time I looked at it, I was like, oh my God, another segment done. But, you know, and that's, we always mention on the show too, is we're very fortunate in North Hempstead to really have people that live in the community, that have been in the community for a long time and have interesting stories, you know? I mean, I love Ann Qualman. She's like, oh, I met this one. You know, this guy's my neighbor, you know? And it just goes to show you that there's really, everyone's got kind of an interesting story and a history. So it was nice to share it on here. It was really great. Very interesting.
So I agree. You know, Sharon, I thought was terrific. I mean, she really is.
And did it motivate you to whip out those Tai Chi pants is the question, John.
She's opened up my mind to looking into doing that. I'll be away for a few days, and I know they'll offer Tai Chi, and this time I think I will take a class in Tai Chi where I may have slammed the door before she's opened me up.
Yeah, it's really, it's such a movement now, this Tai Chi, and especially with that balance piece for seniors.
You know,
it's really being incorporated in all these fall prevention things.
It's
amazing. Tai Chi now.
It's all about movement.
Yeah.
Tai Chi, it's balance, it's movement, it's precision. Rolex, the watch company, has come out with a new watch.
Oh.
It's called the Rolex 3255. It's the most precise movement. It has 14 patents on that one clock.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. The precision and the
movements
of the Rolex 3255.
Wow.
Does this have anything at all to do?
No, he just bought us all Rolex. He's just very generous.
Is this a birthday present coming up?
Now you got me on the spot. Come on.
Is it? I'm April 2, so don't forget me.
It's the days till, and that's a real clock, a real watch.
Wow.
No, that's hours till. I'm sorry. That's
hours till.
That's hours till.
Yeah. Wow, it doesn't actually sound like
that.
Wow,
you really got in there right away. You didn't want to mess up on that one.
She was talking about it. I think, let me work this in now. You're talking about it.
Very fascinating.
Let's go with it.
Yeah, it was like a little plug for our Rolex over there. But very,
I love Google.
Listen, see?
I don't know what you would do without it.
See, and that's the beauty of technology. You know, we talk about the scary things of technology a lot, but there is a lot of perks.
Oh, yeah.
And that's certainly one of them. So, all right, everyone, mark that down on your calendar. We have the hours officially till my birthday. But, it was really just a great show so far. So I really thoroughly enjoyed it. And, you know, during the break, I've been kind of multitasking while listening to the show. I had to do some stat reports for the office back there. And I just like, you know, because it just always astonishes me. You know, we get caught up in the day-to-day. You don't even realize the number. And then you see the number and you're, oh, my God. So since the beginning, the year-to-date stats for Project Independence, We've received 19,357. So that's since January 1st to October 31st.
Does this have anything to do with John's
birthday? I know. Wouldn't that be amazing?
I'm waiting.
Well, John's birthday just passed, so we still have some time. Okay. But it's just really an amazing number when you really think about just how much work the Project Independence does, and we're a small staff. It just really blows your mind to see these kind of numbers. And currently,
the staff is what kills me.
Yeah,
because
I know.
You guys, from 0 to 13,000, and it's the same amount.
Yeah,
a few
and
people
have
changed, but basically
right.
It's the same number of people.
It's really a dedicated staff too. And we have our current membership is 13,700 PI members. Which is really wonderful. And I just think it's great that it just keeps coming in. And, you know, we really do rely on, to this day, it's still the word of mouth piece that I think really gets people to call up and register, you know, because you can get things in the mail. And, you know, I mean, all of us toss things right out. But it's really our PI members that kind of serve as ambassadors out there and tell people about Project Independence and explain to them what the program is. Because there's certainly more members, you know, we can get. So
I go over to Yes We Can, and you've got a lot going on there with Project Independence, because I'm there regularly, mm-hmm. and there is just a wealth of activity going on at Yes We Can, keeping everybody rocking and rolling.
Wow. Yeah, I know that place. I mean,
no, and that's really a great thing to mention, too, and I think it's wonderful because a lot of the PI members really utilize the center and all the programs. You know, which is certainly wonderful.
They have a phenomenal
13,700. My guess is, like in most things, there's like 15 or 20% that really utilize, come to the classes, Anne being one, but many people. And then there's other people that use it once or twice a year, which is fine.
Well, and that's a good thing to mention, because the program, we say, you know, it follows you through your lifespan. I mean, you think about 60 years old, you can join this program, which is crazy. And people are working, you know, it's like that 60 is, it's crazy, you know, that you could even be a senior at that age. You know, and then it goes all in. We have members who are in their hundreds.
Right.
You know, so figure that's 40 years of your life that you could be with this program. And it really, it's great because you can use it once if you need it. You know, I have people who use the transportation program who currently drive, but, you know, they might be going to an eye doctor and they're going to get drops put in their eyes and they need to use the service. So they might just need it that one time. And the fact that the program is there and kind of tailored to what you want, if you want to go to these chat programs, you want to go to exercise classes, you know, or if you need a social worker and a nurse for more in-depth things, you know, it's really, it's amazing.
TRI is coming to me in 2 weeks.
Oh, great. I love that so much. You know, TRI, the Help at Home program, is probably one of my personal favorite programs because I oversee that program. And when I get the surveys back from people, it's just, it's really amazing. And TRI is a program that is, it's supervised. You know, they come in.
Yeah, the supervisor there, yeah.
It's individuals who have different individual disabilities, you know, and but they come in. It's a work training program. So the goal is, and a lot of them, unfortunately, we love them, but a lot of them got jobs, you know, after, which
was
wonderful. Exactly.
That shows it's a success.
And it's really just on both ends really beneficial. It's completely free for the senior. We offer services like moving heavy items, gutter cleaning, light yard work, light cleaning. And then what I also love, which is really popular, is changing batteries and light bulbs. It's, you know, things that you just really take for granted in it. But I know John's a personal favorite of the moving the heavy objects is certainly great because, you know, and then you'll get seasonal requests, you know, because I have people calling to have ACs put in and then, you know, ACs taken out, which apparently we're not really sure what we're supposed to do with this weather now. I haven't even done the closet changeover yet because I'm not exactly sure where we're going with it. But it's like, you know, a program like that. And then we have, you know, Rebuilding Together, which is, you know, for individuals who have income, you know, it's income-based, the program, but it's more intensive things. So we put ramps in for people, and it's literally changed their life. You know, they can now get out of the house because this has been put in for, you know, no cost to the senior. So it's just things like that. And so it can't hurt to be a member, right? It's free. And if you want to use it, you don't want to use it, you want to have it in your back pocket, whatever it is, it's certainly worth it. So I just encourage people to always call 311 or 869-6311 for any of this
information. It's like having like the TRI people, whom I do love. I think they're wonderful. And I've used them 3 times, and they're just so polite. But it's like having a grandson.
and a grandson, mm-hmm. a teenage grandson, who, you know, if he was living next door, because I have clients and friends where they'll call their grandson and say, do me a favor, on your way home from school, would you stop by because mommy and I can't mm-hmm. get the light bulb. He jumps up, he's 16, mm-hmm. and, you know, senior gets up there, all of a sudden she's on the floor.
Yeah, forget
and
it.
And it's like, why did you do it?
Absolutely.
It's just, why'd you move that piece of furniture? Now your back is out. And your back's not going back for 6 months. Let two 16-year-old guys pick it up and move it. And that's what TRI. TRI takes the place of a grandchild in my mind. You know, they're not doing crazy stuff. They come in and they're quick and they're out. And I say the supervisor is with them and really just tremendous. And they want nothing. It even, honestly, like tips and stuff like that, I'm saying it. You got to force it on them. They absolutely know. Thank you very much. They are following the rule.
No, and it's really, and what I want to stress to people too, because, you know, I mean, it's certainly in the beginning when we created that program, there was a little hesitant because people were nervous, you know, about how it would go. But what's so great about our process is that, you know, our social worker is with you along the ride on it. You know, they follow up with you. You have to fill out a survey, which comes to me. And if there ever is, which very random, you know, rarely, I mean, is an issue, I immediately call them and it's worked out, you know. So it's really
right.
a heavily monitored program. And I absolutely encourage people to take advantage of it. So definitely check that out. And another great program that is in full effect now, there was even a press conference for it, is the VA Medical Center's mobile unit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It is at my building, Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park, 3 days a week. And I just need to remind people, this van's a little different than the other vans we have because you need an appointment to use this van. So in order to get an appointment, you can call 631-261-4400, extension 7978. You could obviously call 311, and we can give you that number if you weren't able to write it down. But each day that it's there, so it's there Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now, Mondays is physical therapy day, so someone who specializes in that will be there. On Wednesday is podiatry, so a podiatrist will be on the van. And Thursday is primary care. It's really great the way they've done it, you know, and it's staffed with a doctor, nurse. I mean, the van is beautiful. So I really encourage that people certainly take advantage of this if you are a veteran. And you know, and what's even better is that we have our caseworker who is for veterans, who is Gail Sellis, and she could actually help facilitate you in any kind of further follow-up
or
getting linked into it. So,
and Gail's coming on soon.
Yes, I think she's coming next week.
Yeah,
yes.
Perfect. Actually, we're going to go in for a break. We're talking with Christina Liu of The Christina Liu Show, and you're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.